Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Excited about having a new friend joining us this half hour. John Shire is here. John is joining us from Toronto, the Toronto area. He's a senior security expert at Sophos, and he's bringing us some research on cyber attacks, cyber security, the whole cyber landscape, and giving us some perspective, some things we need to be looking for, that we need to be watching for, what we can do to protect ourselves, and how to help us not be confused or romantic or uninformed about the realities out there of the whole cyber landscape. John Shire, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience earlier in the hour, in the first top of the hour, but when I was telling you were going to join us, that we need to quit worrying about nuclear weapons. We need to quit worrying about Russia, submarines, Russia boats in the Baltic or the Black Sea, and China's building islands in the south. That's not where the next war is going to come from. The next war is already underway, and the United States is not necessarily winning. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think there are people that have to worry about the things you just mentioned, but that's not us, right? That's not the general population, if you will. And as far as business owners are concerned, there have been a lot of skirmishes in the last 30 years when it comes to this cyber game. But it does kind of seem like things are heating up a little bit. You know, we've had a lot of high-profile events in the last couple of years alone that have basically said, hey, you know, cyber is here to stay. Cyber, you know, warfare, cyber skirmishes are here to stay. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this to come in the future.
Well, I feel like that in a way, Americans are being played by Russia, by China, by North Korea, by whoever the players are, that the military stuff and some of the other things that they're pulling off, even the political stuff, those are red herrings. You know, they're being dragged across our trail to divert us from seeing what they're really investing in, what they really want. The holy grail for those people is to know what we know, to have our IP that they don't have, our intellectual property that they don't have, or our intelligence that they want. That's their holy grail, not knocking out a battleship or claiming more islands in the South Pacific, in South Asia. What do you think?
Well, so I'm no political scientist, and so as far as the motivations of, you know, governments and intelligence agencies, I'll let some other experts talk on that. You know, there's definitely an aspect to what you're talking about in terms of intellectual property, in terms of state secrets, that other governments are always trying to get their hands on. This is not new either. This has been going on for hundreds of years, this sort of spying mm-hmm. game, right? It's just crossed a threshold into the digital world now, and it just so happens that some of these secrets, if you want to get your hands on them, it's a lot easier and less threatening to, you know, risk of life, for example, than it used to be.
Right.
And so why not try to get some of these through digital means, especially mm-hmm. if, you know, it keeps people safe on both sides. And especially
it is existential for the loser. And the reason why I think it's important to bring this up.
It can be, yeah.
The reason I think it's important to bring this up in the context of our conversation today, John, is because the things that you're talking about, the business aspect of this is all part of the cyber war. I mean, cyber war, when the China thinks of cyber war, they don't just think about the State Department or the Defense Department. They think of Xerox and Exxon and IBM and GM and those kind of things. And small business owners are their partners. We're handshake partners with those people. Our technology dovetails with their technology. I mean, we have to be as smart as they are, even if we're not maybe as capable because of our capital capability. We have to dovetail with all those people and not be naive about what the reality is. What do you think? Last thoughts when we go to a break.
Yeah, so I agree that what you say about handshake partners, because when I talk to large companies, I always say, hey, you know what, make sure that you talk to your smaller partners, your smaller people that are part of your supply chain, and help them get up to speed with what's happening with the cyber world, because it only takes one weak link in order to breach a big company, and we've seen it time and time again. So
exactly.
Being part of the conversation, being part of the solution is really what small businesses have to embrace in this digital age.
When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this research that John has, and I'm going to context it in the form of three letters that I've talked to you about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.